Coming up, we're going to Licensing Expo to discuss LBE. From the editors of MParc Magazine, this is MParc Tracks. I'm your host, Philip, and today we're going to Licensing Expo. The theme this year was location-based entertainment, and we're bringing you highlights from two conversations we had at the expo this year, one from Crayola and one from Feld Entertainment. Throughout today's show, you'll hear Joe Kleiman, and that's because Joe was doing the interviews. I was there, but I was just holding the microphone. Let's begin with Crayola. And for this interview, we sat down with Warren Shore, who is the Senior Vice President of Business Development, Global Licensing, and Experiences.
What we've done is we've actually combined our location-based entertainment business with our wholly owned Crayola Experience business. So now we have a consolidated platform to move forward with. I think they're very complementary, and what it does for us, being an owned and operated experience, it allows us to understand the pitfalls that could happen when we go out to the market with a licensee. It allows us to know what we need to ask for, both in contract as well as in performance metrics. So it makes us a smarter and a better partner. We do operate in 146 countries worldwide. So we're fairly confident that our brand can extend across the globe. That's why we announced back at IAPA that we were going to start licensing the Crayola Experience into other territories and other places. We're doing the same with IdeaWorks. We have several new concepts in works right now that are actually also specific to different regions of the world. We are looking for other traveling experiences. I think we've sort of nailed it with our museum experience for kids and families. So we're now looking at other traveling shows that might go to other kinds of venues that also might appeal to other demographic markets, such as the adult market. I think one of the key things we're going to see in the LBE market is as brands expand into LBE, it's not just about tours or live shows or freestanding permanent FECs. It's now about the entire portfolio. And how do those experiences actually dovetail and create a journey for the consumer? So I think you're going to see a broader portfolio for each brand and licensor as they pursue it. You're also going to see a greater emphasis on immersion, world building, discovery. How does the guest actually create their own experience?
And now, here's Jeff Bialoski, Senior Vice President of Global Partnerships with Feld Entertainment. We started off asking Jeff about the return of the Ringling Brothers experience and their new 360-degree take.
Before, we had to close off part of the arena because of all the equipment and animals that went behind that. We can open it up, and a lot of the interaction with our fans, you know, will really bring them and make them part of a show and make each show very unique. Another thing that's going to make it different is that it's going to be a 365, 24/7 franchise, just like Monster Jam is. We took Monster Jam a little over 10 years ago, and now tens of millions of fans all over the world, passionate fans, have made it the world's biggest, best monster truck.
Will Ringling Brothers be similar to was before with multiple shows and multiple units traveling at once?
We're initially traveling one unit, which will be fall of 23. It's planned to be initially out for a 19-month before we refresh. And then as all of our properties go, as demand warrants, we add the ability to add tours. But these are unique acts that you can't duplicate. So we would have to make sure that anything we brought in a second tour was as unique and brought as much attention and satisfaction to our fans.
So Ringling Brothers has an extensive decades long, over a century history. And of course, Monster Jam and also Supercross and long running franchises as well. Using those IP, are you looking at creating some sort of permanent location-based entertainment? Would you be licensing it out to third-party operators or something that Feld might be interested in operating itself?
This is a really good question. We're focused on live family entertainment, so theaters, arenas, stadiums. Then the location-based entertainment piece that I head up will look at our brands and others other brands out there, where there's an opportunity for us to design, manufacture, and operate a location-based entertainment-themed experience. And then we're always open to licensing, which is another hat I wear within the Feld organization, in that if the right partner presents themselves to show off or showcase our brand in some unique way, we're certainly open to opportunities.
Well, what do you see for the future of live entertainment?
Future is great. It's been, you know, over 50 years doing live entertainment all over the world. We obviously, like others, had a hiatus during COVID, but we found since we came back that the crowds are bigger, more enthusiastic, more passionate, a bigger desire to go out and share unique experiences with their families. That's always been what our mantra is, to, you know, share those experiences and bring people together.
This has been In Park Tracks, the audio companion to In Park Magazine. For more information and to sign up for a free subscription, visit inparkmagazine.com/subscribe. In Park Tracks is a production of In Park Magazine. Our executive producers are Philip Hernandez and Martin Palicki, and post-production by David Swope. The In Park staff includes Judith Rubin, Joe Kleiman, and Jordan Zuha.